We're in Netivot Shalom on Parshat Ekev, the piece on page Samech Aleph, Reshit Chochma Yirat Hashem. Certainly a very fundamental concept, very fundamental principle, and let's see the depth of what the Netivot Shalom has to bring out in terms of this concept of Reshit Chochma Yirat Hashem. Says the Netivot Shalom, quoting from the very, very, I hope famous. I think they're famous, but they need to be more famous. Incredibly powerful scheme. I'm teaching on a learning program this summer in Israel, just a few times a week. And you know, so many times in life, we ask ourselves, what does the Kadosh Baruch Hu want from me? Like, what does the Kadosh Baruch Hu actually want from me? And the amazing thing is we just don't learn Sefer Devarim. Because towards the end of this Parsha, in Parsha Ekev, Moshe Rabbeinu, the greatest teacher of all time, Moshe Rabbeinu comes to us and says, I will tell you exactly what a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants from you. The answer is in Chumash from Moshe Rabbeinu. We just don't learn Sefer Devarim. We're all in camp. The schools are off. Everybody, it doesn't get learned. It's a harder Sefer to learn. But it's all here. Devarim brings out the depth of Avodas Hashem. It's the Sefer. The Nesivot Shalom says it's an earlier piece. It's the Sefer of Avodas Hashem. This is my Rebbe Rav Amos. He says that the best Musar Sefer that was ever written, he said, it's Sefer Devarim. Sefer Devarim. You just look at the pshat instead of being like, what's going on? You're like, it's the worst pitch of all time, the pitch for Sefer Devarim, right? It's the longest speech ever given by a rabbi and written down in a book. So it wasn't a great pitch for a Sefer. But you realize that rabbi is Moshe Rabbeinu. You realize that Moshe Rabbeinu is teaching us how to really serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. His last message in his last 36 days, his last Lamed Vav days, his last 36 days to the Jewish people, this is what he's giving over, is how to be an Eved Hashem. His whole life he taught us how to do mitzvos. His last message, he's leaving us, how do I be an Eved Hashem? And in this parsha, in Parshat Ekev at the end, he says, and what's referred to as Parshat Ayirah, V'ata Yisrael, opening the top of the piece, he's quoting it from the parsha, V'ata Yisrael, Ma Hashem Elokecha Shoel Me'imach, Ki Im Li'ir'at Hashem Elokecha, Lalechet Bechol Drachav, U'le'ahava Oto V'gomer. He says, now, Yisrael, what does the Kadosh Baruch Hu ask from you? What does the Kadosh Baruch Hu want from you? And I'll tell you, he answers the question. Kim li yirat Hashem Elokecha, yirat Hashem, lalechet bechol drachav, to walk in his ways, la'ahava oto, to love him, to serve him. It goes on with all of your heart and all of your soul. And the fifth one they list there is to do all the mitzvot. He lists five things there. The Ramchal talks about it overtly in the original version of Mesilas Yesharim, in Seder Vikoach, in the introduction there, about these are the five elements of Avodas Hashem, and that a person needs to put into all of them. But it opens up here. The first one is li'ra'ato, li'ra'at Hashem Elokecha. So says the Nesivos Shalom, Yesh Leva'er, Ma Ta'am Patacha Katuv Bi'ir'ah. Why did the Psukim open up with Yirat Hashem? Hare Ahava Hi Madrega Yoter Gdola Mina Yirah. We know that Ahava is on a greater level than Yirah. Yirah is the beginning. But at the greatest level of Avodas Hashem that we're trying to achieve, the end goal is we're trying to get to Ahavas Hashem. Uve'etzim Ha'inyan Matzinu Mikomot Shemashma mehem she'ahava yotzer gdola. Right, and again, the essence of the thing is we find many places that ahava is much greater. V'yishira yotzer gdola. But on the other hand, we find places where it seems to imply that yirah is even greater. So which one is it? Meaning we intuitively understand that ahava seems to be greater. To fear God versus to love God, you want to get to a place not just where you're serving a Kadosh Baruch Hu out of fear, but you get into a relationship of love and you're serving Him because you love a Kadosh Baruch Hu and you want to give to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak. This seems to be the goal, but yet there are other svarim which seem to imply that Yira is higher. So first of all, if Ava is higher, why not start with Ava? Second of all, if that's not the case, then what does it mean that Yira is higher? What are these other svarim talking about when they say that Yira is higher than Ava? Haka ketiv, v'ata Yisrael, ma Hashem Elokecha shome imcha ki'im li'ira. V'chein ketiv, again, it says here in our parsha that the main thing is li'irat Hashem. V'chein ketiv, it says in Tehillim, Reishit Chochma Yirat Hashem. Right? We open up with this every day. Reishit Chochma Yirat Hashem, that the beginning of Chochma is Yirat Hashem. The Ramchal also talks about there how that's the beginning of Chochma, which is interesting. I don't know if he's going to get into that here, but why is Yirat the beginning of Chochma? But Peseder. So Reishit Chochma Yirat Hashem, the whole beginning of Avodas Hashem is Yirat Hashem. Dimashma Shehareishit V'Hatchala Hi Yirat Hashem. That the implication here is that the beginning, the source, the beginning of all things, it's all coming from Yirat Hashem. Over Zohar HaKadosh, there's a relatively parallel source in the Zohar which says, Ita, Pikuda Kadma, Da Yirat Hashem, the origin point, the source, the beginning of Avoda, that's all coming from Yirat Hashem. Ve'al Pikuda Da Itzkayim Kol Alma, and says the Zohar that on this point, the whole world stands. The whole world is standing on the thing which is supporting everything, is Yirat Hashem. Pekuda tanina da avat Hashem. What's the end point? The end point's avat Hashem. But the beginning is yirat Hashem. The foundation of the world is yirat Hashem. Uvigemara, the Gemara in Masechet Shabbos says, Ita shebishiv'a, shebish'a shemach nisim et ha'adam ladin, omrim lo, nasata v'natata be'emuna. Right? Famous Gemara talks about what happens when you go on in after 120. That when you go and you enter into that final judgment, one of the questions you're asked is, the first question you're asked is, did you deal faithfully in business? Vafilu hachi, yirat Hashem, hiyo tzaro, ein I lo lo. I don't know what he's saying there, I apologize. Umeidach yadua sha'ava yoter gdola min ha'yira. On the flip side, it says that ava is even greater than yira. I mean, we have sources that say the opposite. Ugemara, the Gemara in Masechet Sota says, gadol ha'usem mi'ahava yoter min ha'usem mi'yira. Black on white. One who serves the Kadosh Baruch Hu out of ava is greater than one who serves out of yira. The exact opposite. And so too, if you look at the Rambam first goes into the mitzvah of Avat Hashem, and only afterwards then Yirat Hashem. And we look at the Aseret HaDibros. Katub b'tchila, Anochi Hashem Elokecha. First, the Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I am Hashem, your God. Hakolel kol mitzvot aseh, she'anami ahava. Which includes all the mitzvot aseh. Meaning, serve me because I am Hashem, your God. Because you love me, because you connect with me. It's coming from ahava. All the mitzvot aseh are stemming from ahava. And then he says, don't have any other gods but me. That's the source of all yirah. That's the source of all lotases and all yirah, but the ava comes first in the Aseret HaDibrot in that sense. The areish ava kodemet. Ukimo shemifareish haramban, as the Ramban says, hatam shamru chazal ki asei doche lotase. That the reason why chazal say, the Ramban is explaining here, that an asei, if you have a choice between an asei or a lotase, the asei pushes off the lotase. Very beautiful. He said the reason why an asei overrides a lotase is because the asei comes from ahava, and the lotase comes from yira. So the asei, the mitzvah asei, is going to push off the lotase because it's stronger, because it's more powerful, because it comes from ahava. Again, therefore, it must be that the mitzvah asei are greater than mitzvot lotase, and therefore, sha'ava gedola mi'ayira. Uvefarshiot Kriyat Shema. We look at the parshiot of Kriyat Shema. Matzniu rak ahava velo yira. Shema talks about ahava, but not yira. Shabbat chila kativ Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad ve'ahavta Hashem Elokecha v'chol levavecha v'chol nafshecha v'chol me'odecha. Talks about ahava, but there's no mention of yira there. V'chein parashat v'ayayim Shemoa kativ le'ahavat Hashem Elokecha u'lovdo v'chol levavechem v'chol nafshechem v'lo nizkar yira. Again, the second paragraph doesn't mention yira. So which one is it? We have totally contradictory sources here. Is the goal ahava? Is the goal yira? Is the starting point ahava? Is the starting point yira? Where's the emphasis? Where are we putting the emphasis in our avodas Hashem? What is this about? So let's see what he says. Uveyor ha'inyan de'omnam ahavat Hashem hi ha'madrega ha'gedola biyotir. He says, when we get into the emphasis of the matter here, ahavat Hashem is definitely, definitely greater. Ahavat Hashem is the greater of the two. Because says the Nesivos Shalom, this is the goal that comes from all Torah and Mitzvot. All Torah and Mitzvot is aimed at, is geared towards achieving a relationship of Ahava with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, creating a relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu and a relationship of Ahava. That's the goal. Kedeita b'svar makadoshim shekola Torah v'taryag Mitzvot, as the svar makadoshim say that all of Torah and all taryag Mitzvot. Tachlitam lahaviyat Yehudi la'ahavat Hashem uledavka bo yiparach. The whole goal, and it's something to really deeply reflect upon, the whole goal of Torah and Mitzvot, the whole goal is to bring a Jew to ahavat Hashem and dvikut b'Hashem. That's it, that's the goal. And if you have learned with Derech Hashem, learned it with me in the past, Derech Hashem, right? That's at the heart of the heart and soul of what he's talking about. The whole thing, it's all to get to, right? A Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to give goodness, and that goodness is Tov. That's the source point of all of creation. And so when we're working in this world, what's the ultimate goal in this world that we're working towards? To cling to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, that reality of Dveikus. And that Dveikus is a reality of Ahava with a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's where it's supposed to go. All of Torah and Mitzvot are a means to an end, says the deeper Sfarim, are a means to an end. And again, the Ramchal brings this out in his own way as well. Right? There are means to an end to Ahava and Dvikut. That's the goal. That's the ultimate goal. We've talked about this in the past. I think it's Rav Kelman, who I heard speak about this, that the idea of what a mitzvah is about is that a Kadosh Baruch Hu says, you know, he gives us 613 mitzvot. He's saying, these are the 613 ways to show me that you love me. How could we possibly connect to a Kadosh Baruch Hu? How could we as flesh and blood beings connect to something which is supernal, connect to the infinite, connect to the Creator? And he says, he reframes it. He's saying the same thing in different words, but beautiful words. That these are the 613 mitzvot, or 613 ways that Kadosh Baruch Hu reveals to us, because we couldn't possibly have figured it out on our own. To show a Kadosh Baruch Hu and to say to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, I love you. That's how he wants us to express that love to him. And there's no other way that we could know that. But that's what Torah mitzvot are. Torah, we've quoted the source in the past, and needs much, much more, you know, unpacking and understanding, and we've talked about it in many other shiurim. But the fact that the Gemara brings down in Masechet Shabbat, that the Anochi of Anochi Hashem Elokecha, which we read in last week's parsha, Parshat Vetchanan, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, the Gemara in Masechet Shabbat of Kuf Aleph, I think it's on Amud Aleph, Kuf Aleph Amud Aleph, it says Anochi Notriku. That Anochi is an acronym for Ana Nafshi Ketivat Yavit. Whatever this means, if the Gemara didn't say it, it would be heresy. But the Gemara said it, so it's emes, and one has to understand it. Ana nafshi kidivati avit. The Kadosh Baruch Hu saying, "I, my soul, did I write and give. I, my soul," says the Kadosh Baruch Hu, "did I write into the Torah and give." What that means is, when we're learning Torah, we're understanding a Kadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak. We're getting some sort of insight into the neshama of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak. Whatever that means. But the goal of learning Torah is to understand Hashem, to connect to Hashem, and then to do the mitzvot in the Torah in order to cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to express that love to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to have dvikut with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the goal of Torah mitzvot. That's the whole goal of Torah mitzvot. That's the end point, and that's what he's bringing out here. If that's so, so it seems it should start with Ahava. So why do we start with Yirah? So says the Nesivah Shalom, 2 lines from the bottom. Aval reishis chokhma yirat Hashem. But the beginning starts with yirah. Yirat Hashem hi ha'atchala v'hareishit liyudi lahagia la'avodat Hashem u'letzachlit ha'torah. Yirat Hashem is the beginning, is the source for a Jew to get to avodas Hashem, top of the next column, and to the goal of the Torah. It starts with yirat Hashem. Ein achinami, the goal is avan dvekut. But the beginning, the source, where do you start? You have to start with yirah. Ki adam yish bo chelek hara shemutba bo mileidato. Because we all have ra inside of us, that's intrinsic inside of us, that's naturally imbued inside of us from the moment we're born. Ki dichtiv ki yetzer lev ha'adam ra min ne'urav. It says in Parshat Noach that the yetzer of the heart of a person is evil from their youth. There's a ra already in there from the moment we're born. V'tafkido alei admut la'akor mikirbo et chelek hara. Our goal here is to uproot, is not just to stop the expressions of that ra, but to dig deeply within ourselves, to get to the root, to the core of that ra, and find that rotten root, uproot it and remove it entirely. Remove the source of that ra from within us. V'yetzer lev ha'adam ha'ra hazeh, hu ha'adam ha'tameh she'yesh bo ha'mosheich oto l'ra. And the Yetzer, that Yetzer Lev Ha'adam Ha'ra, this Ra that's within us, that's sitting inside, he says, it's sitting inside, it's inside of our blood, so to speak. That blood, which we even say in English, my blood is boiling to do something. Right? Whenever a person's blood is boiling to do something, it's often to do something out of anger, often to do something out of desire. That's when the blood boils, that's where Taiva is. We even have, again, that concept in English. But that blood that's boiling to do, that physicality that's boiling to run after the reality of the physical. That's where he says the Ra lives. That is Moshech us to the Ra, which draws us to the Ra. Shekol Ode Namitzahir Damo, Yafshar Lo Lahagia Le'avat Hashem. That as long as we haven't been Mitzahir ourselves, purified our Dam, purified our, again, on a literal level, the Dam, on a spiritual level, you know, purified our insides, we can't get to that Avat Hashem. You have to remove that rotten root first. That's where it comes from. You know, it's something which I talk about all the time with Chassins in college. Less so now, because I'm in Shana Aleph places, so not so many engagements as there were in Queens College. Shout out to Mitzlachat by all of them, and by all of you who are still going. But the idea there, you know, when I talk to couples who are engaged, one of the things we call them the three P's that we tell engaged couples to make sure to do. Talk about it at a different time, different stage of life. Those of you who are already there. Hopefully you're doing these things, but person the first P is, it's been a while, it's been that long. Posek, person, and premarriage counseling. The third P is premarriage counseling. That we tell all, my wife and I, when we're doing chasen and kala classes, that's mamish, like the three things we want to make sure that are covered. Posek, person, premarriage counselor. And nobody ever does the third one. Very, very few people do the third one. But premarriage counseling is so important. Why is that? What's the goal? People usually like are very anti it. Either one, because they're afraid of the concept of therapy, which chaval, especially in this day and age where everything is sort of out there, like one of the only good ramifications of that should be that we shouldn't be afraid of therapy. There shouldn't be any stigma anymore attached to therapy. But Beseder, you're not even going to therapy, you're going to a premarriage counselor. The other one is like, oh no, well if you go to a premarriage counselor to like share where we're at and what's going on, what if they tell us we shouldn't be together? And it's like, first of all, that almost never happens to my knowledge. I don't know if a premarriage counselor is like, you guys do not belong together and like, see you later, and then collect their first check, and then go. You want to help them work it through. That's number one. But number two is that's not what they do. That's not their job. But even if they did say that, who wouldn't want to go to a professional? And if you look at a professional in the eye and they go, this is a really bad shidduch from a professional perspective, and the fact that you guys have no chemistry, you guys are going to fight, you're going to have no shalom bias, you should want to know that before you get under the chuppah. But in any event, what's the goal of premarriage counseling? It's none of those things. The idea is that you go. And when you talk to that premarriage counselor before you get married, that premarriage counselor is able to see where are those problems in the relationship. That's their job. They're a professional. Where are those cracks in the relationship? Where are those problems in the relationship? And their goal is what to uproot those issues before they can grow into the marriage. Because if not, you're dealing with the symptoms. You don't just want to deal with the symptoms. You don't want to have to, once you're in the marriage, 1, 2, 3 years in, you notice, oh, we're always fighting about this. Then you got to deal with the 3 years of fighting about the thing. The goal is to go there, understand the issue, and either uproot it right there on the spot. Go 1, 2, 3 times, uproot those issues on the spot. Or for that person to give you the kalim, to give you the tools, that when it starts to rear its ugly head, that you know, oh, I know what it is. I know what tool I need to take out of my toolbox in my gardening shed, and go and uproot it up there right on the spot. That's the goal. That's the goal. And if anybody out there is listening who's not doing this, you should do this. If you're thinking about it, if you're still dating, when you get engaged, make sure to go to a good premarriage counselor. But that's the idea here. Is that meaning before I can even get into the Avodas Hashem, I need to go and I need to uproot that Ra. If not, it's infesting. If not, it's overgrown into my Avodas Hashem. And I need to go, and again, if I haven't done that, so to speak, premarriage counseling, if I didn't have that good chinuch growing up in that boat, if I didn't have that good chinuch for my schooling growing up, if I only got that in Shana, if I only got that in Shana Bet, if I only got that in college with my JLIC or my Chabad Rabbi, if I only got that later on in life, whatever it is. So that even if it's overgrown, I need to go and I need to tend to it, and not just to cut off those weeds, not just to cut off that overgrowth, to understand where is it coming from, and to really get in and uproot it, because then you can start to plant your garden. Then you plant your Gan Emunah. Then you plant your Gan Avodah. Then you can serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but to go in and to uproot that Ra from within. That's the idea. The earlier you start, the better you are. Reishit Chokhmah, Yirat Hashem. The beginning of all Chokhmah Hashem, the beginning of all Avodah Hashem, it's all coming from that. It's to go in and to remove that reality of Ra, he's saying here. Continues on and says, Vayira mitaherat et amo shel Yehudi. Yirah is that which purifies, that which can purify the blood of a Jew, meaning purify the Yitzhar inside of a Jew. It's a beautiful understanding of a Gemara here that we're not going to get into. But he's understanding this Gemara, it's on a pshat level, is dealing with halachas and taras hamishpacha. But he's understanding it as charada misalekat et adamim, that fear, trembling, yira, that's what removes all of the impurities from the blood. Sheyirat Shamayim misaleket miyudiyat adama tamei, that the yirah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was able to remove from a Jew all of that taiva from the blood, all of that blood boiling from the blood. Shebo hatamei shebo v'rak az hu misugal la'asig avat Hashem. Only then can that person achieve avat Hashem, by first purifying and removing those issues. Ukimamar Maran Adoneinu Moreinu V'Rabeinu. Before I want to say, so there was one time that my wife and I we went to a couple seminar. Baruch Hashem, our marriage was fine, but all marriages, let this be another lesson, all marriages need work. Doesn't matter how good your marriage is or how good you think it is, all marriages need work. And there was an amazing psychologist that we were aware of, and she was doing a 3-day seminar. I think we did this when we were in Gruss. Somehow I must have gotten out for 3 days to be able to do this, but we saw it was happening, we're like, we gotta do this. And she talks, and she... incredible psychologist, from woman, doesn't matter that she's from, but she's also from, and she brings in Torah into it also, very, very brilliant woman, and she talks about the sacred space between two people, that in between two people is a sacred space, and the inyan there is that if there's anything, she talks to this at length all the time, that if there's anything there, if there's stuff blocking that space between myself and my spouse, that's gonna automatically disrupts the relationship. And the first thing to do, this yirah, this removing of the negative of the dam tamei, so to speak, you need to first remove those issues from that sacred space. And then I heard this week, Rav Amos, he sent out a shir on his WhatsApp chat. He spoke towards the end of Shabbat. And I never thought about it this way. And those of you who've known me and learned with me for a long time, and I got this from Rav Amos, you know we always talk about the Kruvim, right? Always talk about the Kruvim. Thank you. Elior is like, yes, it's been like 10 or 15 years at this point, right? We always talk about the Kruvim. And he brought out, so the Torahs are amazing. You can learn something for years and years and years, and then the same Rebbe can just suddenly like open up a whole new world in it that you never thought about. So I always talk about, from my Rebbe, that the union of the Kruvim is that we need to be able to, that one of the Kruvim on top represents a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and one represents Klal Yisrael, and when we did Ratzon Hashem, they would lovingly gaze at each other, say Chazal, and when not, they would look away at each other. But he said the union is even in the Kruvim itself. He said, what's the difference between the Kruvim and the Egel? The Kruvim and the Egel were both these images that were carved out of gold. And I always thought the difference was, which I've heard from other Shirim, which is also true, that no, HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded one, he didn't command the other. That's end of story, either way. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, make Kruvim, and he didn't say make an Egel. That came from us. But he said, no, it's not just that. The Inyan is the Kruvim, but it's even more than the Kruvim. What's really at the center? I've been saying for years. What's at the center of the Kodesh HaKadoshim? The Kruvim. And Rav Amos said, no. What's at the center of the Kodesh HaKadoshim? The empty space between the Kruvim. Just like blew my mind. The empty space between the Kruvim. That's what's really at the center. That's the sacred space between two people on a human level, between us and our family and our friends. On the deepest level between us and our spouse. And the deepest of the deep in us and our Kodesh Baruch Hu was manifest in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And when you clear that sacred space between two people, what do you have? That's the space HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks between the Kruvim. He speaks from between the Kruvim. When that sacred space is clear, then the communication can flow. And all of our Avodah and Olam HaZeh to be able to have clear communication, connectivity with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Unbelievable chiddush, right? From both sides, meaning this psychologist was saying this a long time ago. Rav Amos met this a long time ago, but I didn't understand. I'm still working towards 40. I try every year to get one year closer, right? So you're trying to understand what your Rebbe is saying, but like this is the end of what we're trying to get to clear that space. And that's the Yirah. The Yirah is clearing that sacred space between two people, clearing that sacred space with Nesna Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's the space that the Kadosh Baruch Hu speaks through. We're clearing all that away. And that's what's happening with the Kruvim, and that's what Yirah is accomplishing. Yirah is removing all of those impediments, all of that Ra, all of that stuff, all of my stuff that I've dumped between me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all of my ego and my stuff that I've dumped between myself and my wife. Being able to work on a human level, on a divine level, to be able to remove all of that stuff and create that clarity of communication, which allows for dvekut, for ahava, but that comes from yirah. That comes from the deep internal work of yirah. Yirah connected to dvura, ezu, gibora, koveshet yitzro, to be kovesh mayitzara, and to remove it, to uproot it. That's that avoda that needs to come out. Four lines in the bottom of the paragraph. Ukemamar maran, as the slot number says, ala pasuk, isha yirat Hashem, sha'etzel et ha'avot yirak al yidei shemorir yirat Hashem, that when it comes to the issues of taiva, the biggest taiva that we have is manazeh, the taiva between ish v'isha, the taiva of arayos, what's the only way? Yirat Hashem. The issues of taiva of isha, and on the other way for the other gender, right, the issues in the realm of isha, the answer is yirat Hashem. If you want to purify from those taivas, it comes from Yirat Hashem. Ki ha-yirah mizakechet et adam v'yatchomer v'tavotav. Because Yirat purifies the blood and the physicality and all the taivas. It's all coming from that reality of Yirat Hashem. Next paragraph. Uvazim v'var ma shekatuv ha-orachayim ha-kadosh b'pasuk zeh. Based on this, we can understand what the Orachayim ha-kadosh says. De kavanat ha-katuv hi al zeh ha-derech. That the kavana here is on this way. Lefishiyish bet hadragot shechafetz Hashem Yisrael lasot, that there's two different levels of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do. Vehem zo lemala mizo, says the Ora Chaim, one is above the other. There are two levels, one on top of the other. Achat hi ha-yira, the first level is yira, ulemala mimena ha-ava, and on top of that is ahavat Hashem. Va'amar lahem she'enu mevakesh mehem ki'im yira. But the pasuk says, Ma Hashem Elokecha she'omimcha ki'im yira at Hashem Elokecha. Meaning, if you just cut off the pasuk there, ki im li rad shem elkecha, just to serve a kaddish, to fear a kaddish baruch hu. V'tam, and why is this? V'tam adavar hu lefisha yirat sovev etchem lalechet bechol drachav. This is because the reason for this is because the yirah is what causes you. It's that which causes you to be able to walk in all of his ways. V'lozo bivar. Not only this is the yirah chaim. It'll also get the person to a reality of Ahava. That Yirah is the gateway, is the entranceway, is the path to Ahavat Hashem. In understanding it in this way, what it means when it says, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want from you except for fear? Just that he only wants you to fear him. Digdik lomar ve'ata. That it's intentional when it says, Ve'ata Yisrael. Now, Israel, what does the Kaddish Baruch Hu want for you? Why Ve'ata? Why now? Pirush, what does it mean? Mashu Shoel Yirahu Ata. That which he's asking for you now is Yirah. Bizman Zesha Tabali Sa'o Elokud. Now, where you want to take a Kaddish Baruch Hu's Avodah Hashem on you. Aval Ein Zet Tachlit Mashechafetz Mimenu. But that's not the goal. Now, as you start your journey in Avodah Hashem, what does he want from you? Just Yirah Hashem. Just focus on that. Why? Because you're starting out now. But when you grow and develop, what's the ultimate goal? The goal is Ahava. But the goal is to get you to Ahava ad kan, the lashon of the Orachaim HaKadosh. V'hainu she'ashar v'haknisa la'avodat Hashem hu midat ha'yirah. That the gates and the entranceway to Avodas Hashem is all through Yirah. The as kishemesig yirat Hashem. When a person grasps yirat Hashem, niftach lo haderech la'asiga madrigot elyonot. Then a person is able to open up the pathways to be able to get to the higher levels of ahavat Hashem. Lalechet, meaning all of the more elevated things that are listed by Moshe Rabbeinu in these psukim. Lalechet bechol drachav lehavau. So all of the things listed here that Moshe Rabbeinu needs to list. What's the gateway to get there? Yirat Hashem. Shiatachlit shel avodat Hashem. V'chein katab b'sefer Chovot HaLevavot, the Chovot HaLevavot says, Shelachin makdim harbei pa'amim b'sefer Mishnah Torah. Zecher yirat Elokim al ha'avato, kimo shekatuv pasuk zeh. The Chovot HaLevavot says that's why you see many, many times in the Mishnah Torah and Sefer Devarim, that yirat Hashem comes before Ahava. Ki ashar harishon le'avat Hashem, because that's the gateway to Avat Hashem, the first gateway to Avat Hashem. The efshar shiagia ha'adam eleha ela achar shetikdam yirato fachdo me'elokim. That the only way to get there is to first have ahav, have yira and pachad for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'zeh bi'or divrei HaZohar HaKadosh, and this explains the words of the Zohar. Pekuda kad mada yirat Hashem, that the first point is yirat Hashem. And pekuda tanina da avat Hashem, the end point is avat Hashem. Da'at chalat avodat Hashem will be yirat, the beginning of serving a Kaddish Baruch Hu is with yirat, top of the next page. Umimena magia ledargot ha'ilaiot shel avat Hashem, and through yirat Hashem, we get to these lofty upper levels of avat Hashem. This is what the Magid Midrash says. Kedita b'shmo misefer HaKadosh Jesus Levi. The Or Torah, Shadam Sarich Lishtadeli Tameh Chatiyeh Yirat Shamayim Al Panav V'Az Ahava Mimela. That a person needs to work and to strive, that Yirat Shamayim is always on their face, is always inside of their lives, and then automatically Ahava will come. He says, Shemachmat Shezikech Atatzmo Liot Yirat Hashem Al Panav. That because a person purified themselves, have Yirat Hashem inside of them, Zoche Gam Kin La'avat Hashem. Automatically, you get to Avat Hashem. V'zeh Pirush V'atal Yisrael Ma Hashem Alkecha Shoma Imach. And this is again what it means when it says, "What is now Kali?" So, what does the Kaddish Baruch Hu want from you? Just to serve a Kaddish Baruch Hu out of fear. Hainu Shayirahiat Petach V'Ashar Liyudi Likanes La'avodat Hashem. That's the opening, the gateway to serve a Kaddish Baruch Hu. V'Azal Yideishim is Dakech Midata Yirah. Once we purify ourselves through Yirah. Magia el madrigot el yonot shel avat Hashem. Then we get to avat Hashem. I moved to that a little bit quicker because he's saying the same thing again and again. Beautiful in different language. But let's see why. What does he say here? Next paragraph. Vayinan madua. Why is it that yirah comes first? Vayinan madua ha-yirah yashar le-avat Hashem ka'amor. Why is it that yirat Hashem is the sha'ar, is the gateway to avat Hashem? Why should that be so? Dinei be'emet yudihu chilek elokam imal. In Be'emes, the Jew is a part of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Their neshama is a part of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. V'yish bo ashrat ha-shechina. And the Shechina dwells within us. U'kidichtiv, as it says, v'shachanti b'tocham. As it says by the Mishkan, v'shachanti b'tocham. B'tochol onemar doesn't say, I will dwell within it, the Mishkan. Ela b'tocham. Rather, it says, I will dwell within them. B'toch kol echad v'echad. I'm going to dwell within each and every one of you. Ve'avat Hashem be'etzem ha-tiviyut shel Yehudi. And Avat Hashem, therefore, is the natural state of a Jew. It's to be in a reality of Avat Hashem. Shema Torah Tzavta ve'ahavta at Hashem Elokecha. If the Torah commands us to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Harei sh'ativiyut shel Yehudi hi she'ohev et Hashem yibarach. Kivan shukhei kol kimam. It's beautiful what he says here. He explains it's a famous question with many different answers. How can HaKadosh Baruch Hu command us to love Him? What if I don't love Him? How can He command us to love Him? He says, no, you don't understand. We by nature, as a chelek elok ha'mimal, as a place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu shor Shechina, we love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The avoda is to dig and get rid of all of that dirt to allow that ahava to burst forth. You can't command somebody to love somebody else, but you can say, no, you already love me. There's just schmutz there. There's stuff in the way. There's stuff in that sacred space that we have a chiyuv to remove that, to purify that, to get rid of that in order to let that love out. That's why he said it almost as if it's taken for granted, but he says that that's why there can be a mitzvah of avat Hashem. Is because the Ava is there. We just need to be able to let it out. Rak Yetzer Lev Adam Rami Nirav. But the Lev of a person, again, it's there's Ra there. Hu Shemoneh Mimenu Et Avat Hashem. That Ra, that Yetzer Hara, that's Moneh a person, that holds back a person from being able to express that Avat Hashem. Shemachnis Hara B'Nafsho, that it brings that Ra into us. V'Hara Mastir Lo U'Moneh Mimenu La'Avat Hashem. And that Ra hides from us and withholds from us the ability to express that Ahavat Hashem that's already inside. Al Kain, Ein Yehudi says here, Ein Yehudi yachol lahagia le'ahavat Hashem. A Jew, therefore, by definition, cannot get to a reality of Ahavat Hashem. Ki im al yedei ha-yir'ah. It has to come through the means of yir'ah. Hamizakechet et achomer, which purifies our physicality, umitaheret et rtichat amo, and again, it removes the impurities from our blood and from our insides. V'cholzman she'adam hu chomri u'megusham, as long as we remain physical, earthy people, v'yesh bo rtichat adam et ha'avot, and our blood is boiling for taiva, for desire, eino yachol lahasig dargat avat Hashem, we can't achieve avat Hashem. Meaning it's in the way, it's not allowing us to. Only once we purify our physicality, v'adam and our blood, al yedei ha'yira, through yira, zochem meila le'ahavat Hashem, only then can we reach a reality of ahavat Hashem. U'mikoach shu chelek alo kamima'am. V'yalkein, reishit chochma yirat Hashem, and therefore the beginning of avodat Hashem is yirat Hashem. Hadavar rishon hu yirat Hashem, and misaleket adam imat tameot b'adam, that yira which removes that tamei reality from inside of us. And that allows us to get to Ahavat Hashem. Right? That's what Yira is doing. Yira is that means. Yira is that internalization at the basic level of recognizing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created me. And I'm nothing in the face of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that fear that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yes, is going to punish me if I don't do the right thing. To be able to let that fear and that shaking and that trembling and that recognition, Yirah, Milashon, Lirot, to see and to recognize the MS Adavar, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created me and I'm nothing, and He could blink me out of existence without in a flash. And that fear shocks me into place. That fear removes all of that tuma. So what? I want that non-kosher food? Who cares? If I eat it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is what He's going to give me in Gehenna, what He's going to make me suffer in Olam HaZeh. That I'm going against the King of all kings. That's insanity. That I'm being morid b'malchus. That fear. Yeah, I'm really attracted to that person. But the person isn't Shomer Negiah. They're Shomer Torah Mitzvos. And it's not Nishidoraisa. Nishidoraisa of Negiah. I can't do such a thing. That even though that taiva's there, That recognition that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was there. I said this once in a shir too. I think this is a Shana Bet group. I said try to imagine the next, you know, when you're dating and you're sitting there and you're sitting next to the person you're dating and you're sitting next to him on the couch and you really you're fighting and you really want to break Shurman Agiyah. I said imagine that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sitting on the couch with you and then try to touch him. And they all like look shocked. They said, "I'm sorry. I think I basically just ruined Shomer Nagiyah for you for the rest of your life, Baruch Hashem." But they like you saw in their faces, like the second. But you saw in their faces the second that they heard that. Like if we were to actually walk around with that recognition, that's the point. You can't sin. That Yira doesn't allow you to sin. That Yira, meaning that fear, can override even the concept in a Shana Bet girl's mind of the guy she's going to marry that she's already planned the wedding for in her mind, right? Even that Shana Bet girl sitting there who's been obsessing over her wedding and on all her downtime, even that girl is like, no. Right? You saw it in all their faces drop immediately. Can you imagine if, again, when we wanted to do an any Avera, Yirat Hashem's the beginning, it's that fear, it's that trembling that shakes out that taiva. Once that's removed, once I'm no longer focused, once that Ra, that Yitzhah Ra inside of me is shaken out, is removed, once that sacred space is cleared, then I can focus on the connecting. Then I can focus on the connecting. The Hefech can be very dangerous. It can be very, very dangerous, the Hefech. Right? You see, it's something which has always existed, but certainly is very prevalent in our time. The extremes on both sides, meaning an extreme of only Ra is problematic and an extreme of only Ahava is problematic. We've talked about this in the past, but if you only have Ahava, it could be very, very dangerous. It is very, very dangerous. Without Yira as a foundation, without Reshit Chochma Yirat Hashem, Bekad HaKad Bal Hashem, without that, it's very dangerous. You see so many Jews, Bizman HaZeh, who go, and they're only Ahava Hashem Jews, and on one level, it's so beautiful, but on the other level, it's so dangerous. And they can, and you can go, and again, there are certain times of circumstance like these which are beautiful and are great. But this is the common scenario. I went to the rabbi, and I went to this concert, and it was so beautiful, and the music was so deep, and like I was really getting into it, and I was getting on such a different level, maybe with drugs, maybe without drugs, getting on such a different level, and then I was looking around, and I put my arm around the girl next to me, and we were just like momish, like shuckling to a HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the answer is, no, you weren't. No, you weren't. You were thinking you were saying HaKadosh Baruch Hu out of Ahava, but once you put that your arm around that girl, that was game over. That wasn't Ahavat Hashem. It's not Ahavat Hashem at all. It's not. And you talk to me like that, and people who are Ahavat Hashem Jews only and don't have it tempered with Yira, you can be, and again, the goal is, the Nisei Hashem holds, the goal is to be Dafka more of an Ahavat Hashem Jew, to exceed that level and to make your whole life, I've done the Yira part, I've got that foundation, now just build the Ahava. In Achinami. I'm not arguing the point. But without the Yira, there's no borders, there's no boundaries, there's no fear, there's no limits. And you watch, especially in our generation, so many things that claim to be Avodas Hashem veer off in the wrong direction in the name of Ahava. And it's really an Ahava Nifula in the way this farmer get out. It's really an Ahava Nifula, it's a fallen Ahava. And that Ahava is going to the Sitra Achra, and that Ahava is going the wrong way because there isn't a foundation of Yira. Again, only Yira is not good either. And you see many, many anxious, uptight, obsessive, compulsive Jews also, or Jews who are just focused on the year and then just sign off. They click the X and they're done, and they're out, done with the Kaddish Baruch Hu once they did their Avodah Hashem for the day. Year alone is not good either. You need both. But without your as the foundation, you can go anywhere, and you go to very, very bad, very, very dangerous places. Your as that foundation. It needs to be there to shake that out of a person. To shake that out of a person. Even in the case I gave before, how many times have I heard, of couples breaking Shomer Nagiyah when they're dating, when Dafka when they know it's the one. Dafka when they're engaged. Why? But it's the one anyway. I'm gonna spend my whole life touching this person. What's the difference? That's a problem. That's an Ahava Nifulah. They're saying, no, I waited and waited and waited, and I found the one, we're engaged, which has no halakhic ramifications whatsoever. We're engaged. And no, you're still over to Sidereisa. But again, to recognize that comes from an Ahava Nifla, a lack of Yira. You need that foundation of Yira. Then you can let the Ahava flow. Well, the way I always like to describe it, Yira is all about borders and boundaries. It's connected to the Indian of Gvura. All about borders and boundaries. What's the idea? What's really the goal? The idea is why do we start with Yira? I need to go, I need to look around and see, okay, what are the borders and boundaries? What's in bounds of Avodas Hashem? And what's out of bounds of Avodas Hashem? And yeah, we need to anxiously and obsessive compulsively and intently and be merry miduyak and be like that exact Jew that you're imagining who sometimes can be very annoying, like every single little detail and like really every little boundary you want to make sure you got marked down. But why are you doing that? because once I've marked down that boundary so clearly, and once I've put up my fences so high that I'm never going to breach them, then I can let loose and let the Ahava flow. Because I know that as long as I'm in these boundaries, it's an Ahava that's be'emes. It's an Ahava that's real. It's an Ahava that's true of Avodas Hashem. And I never have to worry about, am I crossing the line again? Because I literally marked the line. And I know that I'm not crossing it as long as I stay within these boundaries. That's the inyan of starting with Yirah. The goal of starting with Yirah is to then allow, let loose the Ahava. But only within the boundaries of that Yirah. That's part of what it's about. So, next paragraph. How are we doing? We've got 10 minutes left. Let's take a look at the next paragraph. It's the bottom paragraph on the right side of the page. Samach Bet. This is what Chazal say. The pasuk of clinging to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the ultimate goal is to cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hadevek b'talmidei chachamim. Ah, so he's bringing out a different aspect here, and definitely something which is often emphasized, that is true throughout Torah and Chazal, and deeply emphasized by Chassidut. Hadevek b'talmidei chachamim. That part of that is to be davek to talmidei chachamim. The Hivanu Masha Katvu Gdolea Mefarshim. Shein Kavanah Chazal Lohotzia Mitzvah Mipishuta Liyot Davuk Shem Rech. And again, Baruch Hashem, he's saying it black on white also. Right? And that's, of course, what he meant, but even he's saying it black on white. He says, to be very clear, the Kavanah here is Chas V'Shalom, it's not to remove the simple understanding of Avot Tibak, meaning cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Obviously, that's the goal. How do we cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What does that even mean? How am I, a lowly person, going to really accomplish that? That's through, again, this is a very Hasidic root. It's, again, it exists in Chazal. But the emphasis is a very Hasidic emphasis. It's dafka to cling to Talmidei Chachamim. That through clinging to those who are mamish dafka to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I can siphon off that. That can be a gateway, a conduit to be able to experience that myself if I can't reach that in my lowly place. Again, not Chas V'Shalom to confuse the Rebbe with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's saying the Rebbe becomes a conduit that through clinging to the Rebbe by default, I'm therefore through him being able to cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shal yidei shemitabek liyudim hadvukim Hashem Yibrach, through clinging to people who are clinging to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, bekoach toratam, to the koach of their Torah and avoda, yachol gam hu liyot avuk pashem, we can also be davuk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'hainush ki tachlit kol ha-Torah v'ha-mitzvot, v'tachlis, the whole goal of Torah mitzvot, hi mitzvat ahavat Hashem u'mitzvat uvot tibach, like we said, the goal of avodat Hashem is ahavat Hashem and uvot tibach. V'hakol drachim u'shvilim, they're all ways and paths, eich lehagia, top of the next column, eich lehagia el ha-tachlit, how to get to that endpoint. V'ha-adbaka v'talmidei chachamim hu shvil lehagia l'uvot tibach. And one path to get to clinging to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is clinging to Talmidei Chachamim. V'al derech ze yirat Hashem yashvil la'agia at ha-tachlit shel ahava u'dikut b'Hashem yibarach. And the derech of yirat Hashem, that's the way of being able to get to ahava and uvot yibarach. Next paragraph. V'al derech ze ita b'avodas Yisrael, the Avodas Yisrael says, shemefaresh et ha-pasuk, achat davar Elokim, shtayim zu shamati. Achat davar Elokim, shtayim zu shamati. The pasuk which says, one is the word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but I hear two things. Al Pima Amar, Rava Magid HaGadol, he's talking about the Magani Medrash, who says, V'yor divrei halel, B'divrei divrei hilel l'nochri, Shebikesh yil medu kol ha-Torah kula or galacha. Right, the famous story where this non-Jew goes to Hillel and asks Hillel to teach him the entire Torah on one foot. And so Hillel replies, sure, I'll tell you the whole Torah on one foot. The whole Torah is many, many misquoted as the Hafta the Reyach HaKamocha. That is not what the Gemara says. The Gemara Dafka says, Hillel, for some reason, Dafka said, my disani alecha lechavercha lo ta'avid. This actual quote from Hillel is, that which is hateful to your, to your friend, don't do. Whatever is hateful to you, don't do to your friend. That somehow, and one really needs to open up that Gemara, what does that mean? Why did Hillel choose to go to the negative of Aflarecha Kamocha Dafka? But that which is hateful to your friend, don't do to them. Well, that which is hateful, you don't do to your friend. That's what Hillel actually responds. Shekol ma, but hear what the Magid Medrash says. He brings out a whole, it's funny, I can only read it the way the Magid says because I've learned this so many times in the Yeshiva Shalom. It's so beautiful the way the Magid reads this. It's incredible. Hear how the Magid understands this. Shekol ma shesan oy lihitchav rutzkai al Hashem yiparach otolo ta'avid. Meaning, madasani alecha lechaverecha, that which is hateful to your chibur, that which is negative, hateful to your connectivity to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, don't do. That's all of Torah. That's Judaism on one foot. Whatever is going to distance you from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, don't do. The end. Now, it's important to note, and my Rebbe notes this as well, the end of the Gemara, which is also never quoted, is that Hillel then says to the non-Jew, the idach zil gmor, now go learn. Meaning, I gave you the principle, mazel tov, now go spend your whole life unpacking what this means. But the idea here is again, whatever is hateful to your connection with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, stay away from. Now go learn what that is. If you learn everything that will distance you from a Kadosh Baruch Hu and you stay away from it, you're done. Then, as the Nishmot Shalom already said, then automatically you fulfilled your the ahava automatically comes and you're davuk to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Done, says Hillel, that's it. That's Torah on one foot. That's Judaism on one foot. It's a beautiful way he understands the Gemara and what Hillel said to the non-Jew. Zeh klal shel kol haTorah. This is the principle of the whole Torah. Shekol pi'ula sheyudio said that every action that a Jew takes, oseh alav lechshov ha'im ze yavio to lekirvat Elokim o chas v'shalom merichu gemenu yiparach. That everything that a Jew just needs to ask, he needs to think to himself, is this going to bring me to a closer connection to a Kadosh Baruch Hu or to distance myself from him? And I think I'm fairly certain it's in the beginning, it's beautiful. The first halacha in the Chayei Adam, he goes on and on about the essence of what Avodah Hashem is. I highly recommend looking it up inside. The first Aleph in the Chayei Adam. I believe there he says, same thing. He whittles down Judaism to one sentence after this long, beautiful paragraph. He says it's very simple. You need to think to yourself. Then see what Shalom is saying. Think to yourself, as you're about to do something, is this going to bring me closer to Hashem? Or is this going to bring me farther away from Hashem? And do the hitbonenut, do the contemplation, do the reflection before every single action. Can you imagine if we lived life like that? We'd be full time over the Hashem. That's the only question in life. If you're ever not sure, that's the question to ask. Is what I'm about to do going to bring me closer to Hashem? Or farther from Hashem? And that's the answer. If the answer is closer to Hashem, do it. If the answer is farther Hashem, don't do it. The end. There's no other calculation. No other calculation. It's incredible to realize how simple it is, how deep it is, but how simple it is. That's the inyan. That's what he's saying here. Uvazem efareish pasuk. And that's how we can understand the pasuk. Achat diber Elokim, shtayim zusamati. One thing says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but I hear two. Achat dvar Elokim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying one thing, hainu. Davar achat is saying one thing. Shekol haTorah v'amitzvot heim lekavanat v'tachlit achad. Meaning all Torah, all mitzvot, it's all going to one place. L'davka bo yitbarach, to cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's only speaking one thing. If you listen between the words, all HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying is cling to me. Between every single word in the Torah, every single word in the Nevi'im, every single word in the Ketuvim, every single word in the Mishnah, every single word in the Gemara, between every single word, it's just HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying, cling to me. That's it. Connect to me. Cling to me. Shtayim zu shamati. But I hear two, meaning, Hainu mitzvot tase, mitzvot lo tase. I hear mitzvot tase, mitzvot lo tase. The two drachim to accomplish that. God says, cling to me. How do you cling to God? Do the ases and stay away from the ases. God says one thing, cling to me. I hear two. Do the ases, don't do the lo tases. That's the meaning of the pasuk, he says, very beautifully. Shekol mitzvot tase, mekarvot yudi al Hashem yiparach. That all the mitzvot tase bring us closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'chol mitzvot lo taseihim isurim al hadvarim ha-marchikim ha-Hashem yiparach u'monot miyudi leval yitrachik yimenu. The lo taseihs are just keeping us, they're holding us back from distancing ourselves from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Aval ha-kol nichlal be'achat dvar Elokim, but it's all one thing from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sha'kol mechavein le'tachlit echad shelavot tidvak. That all of it's just about clinging to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the goal. V'zeu inyan reishit chokhma yirat Hashem, and that's the concept of reishit chokhma yirat Hashem. That yes, the higher levels are ahava. Yes, the goal is ahava. That yes, all of the Torah mitzvot, it's all geared toward getting to Avat Hashem and Uvot Tidbach. But again, the pathway to get there is Al Yidei Yirat Hashem. It's through Yirat Hashem. It's to mitahir ourselves from that tum'ah that's inside of us. Then I'm ready to cling to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Tov, as it also says, Pikuda Kadma Dayirat Hashem, and so too as it says that again, it's all coming from Yirat Hashem. The point of origin of all of Hashem is Yirat Hashem. The Al Kain Arambam Shemoneh. And that's why when it comes to the Rambam, he's listing the mitzvot according to, he's starting with the highest. He's starting from the top down. That's the highest level. And then gives the mitzvah Yirat Hashem as he moves his way down. But Moshe Rabbeinu, the ultimate, the greatest teacher of Torah of all time, when Moshe Rabbeinu comes to tell us, how do I live my life as a Jew? What does he start with? He starts at the beginning. You start at the beginning. Aval pasuk v'ata Yisrael ne'emar seder avodah. It's giving us the seder of avodas Hashem. B'tchila li'ir'at Hashem alokecha. It starts with yir'at. She pekuda kadma, because that's the origin point. That's the starting point. V'acharka pekuda tanina le'ava oto. And only after that, b'ezrat Hashem, to get to the avat Hashem. Sefer Devarim. Especially Parshil Devarim. V'etchanan Ekev especially. But all of Sefer Devarim. This is the greatest Musar Sefer of all time. This Bezrat and the Shabbos, let's over the course of the whole week and in Shabbos, to get into the Parsha, to really be machnis into the Parsha, to hear Moshe Rabbeinu speaking to each and every one of us, speaking to each and every one of our hearts, to hear Moshe Rabbeinu talking to us, teaching us the ways of Avodas Hashem, and to be able, Bezrat Hashem, all of us, Dafka, in this time, we've now moved past seeing our destructive capacity in Tisha B'Av. We're moved into the reality, the beginning of the Ahava coming out in Tu B'Av. We're on the road to Elul, Ani V'Dod, L'Dodi V'Dodi Li, on the way to the Chuppah, on the way to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, on the way to the Bayis of the Sukkah of Sukkis. We're on the road to that, Uvot Yidbach and Ahavat Hashem. This is the Zman. To read it, to learn it, to internalize it, to become it, to create a reality inside of ourselves of true Yirat Hashem. And the Mela reach a reality of the heights of Avat Hashem. Bezrat Hashem, we should all be mezakech ourselves, be able to purify ourselves, walk in the derech of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the way that Moshe is teaching us, and be complete, true Ovdei Hashem in every aspect of our being. Bezrat Hashem by all of us.